Advent, Chapter 4. It's the fast that makes the feast.
If we want to prepare our hearts for Jesus' coming, we, like St. John the Baptist, must detach ourselves from all the goods of the earth, retire into the interior desert of our heart, far from creatures, to await the coming of Jesus in deep recollection, silence, and solitude, insofar as the duties of our state and life permit. Gabrielle of St. Mary Magdalene.
I was surprised when I started researching customs around Advent to discover that it was traditionally more of a sober season than I had initially thought, that it had some of the feel, in fact, of Lent. Joyful as it was, Advent was also understood by our spiritual ancestors to be a time to examine one's life, to take stock of one's allegiances and attachments, and assess their value in the light of the coming Christ. Those things that were deemed unbecoming or superfluous to the divine life were to be discarded, and a season of fasting and prayer was recommended in preparation for the Feast of the Nativity. In the writings I studied, two words kept recurring: recollection and detachment. Let's first consider recollection. We live incredibly fragmented lives. The ease of transportation and communication means that we can belong to multiple disparate communities at once: church, work, sports, family, political, artistic, none of which needs to be organically connected to the others. Each community has its own set of social obligations and ideological commitments. Balancing them all is, unarguably, a profound stress. In addition, with the ascent of the internet, we are now engaged with almost every corner of the globe at once. We have immediate access to news in other lands. We maintain friendships on other continents. We have remote opportunities to consider, and we have knowledge of terrors and tragedies over which we have no control. The cumulative effect of all this information and activity is the gnawing feeling that we are spread too thin, and that the center cannot hold. Anxiety and distraction mark our days. Advent recollection is the hard spiritual practice of stepping away from the fray, gathering back the fragmented bits of ourselves that we've scattered across the multiverse, and finding ourselves once again calm, collected, and of sound mind, in possession of ourselves, and ready to receive the Christ child. Now, let's consider detachment. The practice of detachment comes up over and over in the writings of the great spiritual athletes of history. Simply put, it is naive to think that we should have the capacity to attach to Christ if we are endlessly entangled by myriad lesser attachments. Expectant parents, living in limited space, instinctively know that they must let go of certain things in order to make room for their new child. Some things are packed away and put in the garage, others are discarded altogether. Often, they recognize that significant lifestyle changes are also necessary. But those who fail to manage some degree of honest detachment from their old reality will find the new reality more of an obstruction to life than a fulfillment of it. To the modern ear, austerity sounds a dour tone. Restraint is cheerlessly counterintuitive. Contentment is pointlessly countercultural. Ironically, however, the saints who sincerely practiced recollection and detachment were often renowned for their childlike joy. I have met contemporary ascetics whose countenances bear this out. They understand that when we give ourselves over to things that are neither restorative nor life-giving, we soon find ourselves greasy and glutted with paltry pleasures and petty distractions rather than exuberantly satiated with nutrient-rich fare. In our day, I suspect one reason we increasingly find the season of Christmas a time to endure rather than celebrate is that we come to the table already full. So, from the more contemplative wing of the church comes the encouragement to 1. Take time and step out of the fray into silence, solitude, and fasting. 2. Move into the desert where there's little to distract. 3. Give ourselves time to detox from the culture of endless empty consolations and fruitless attachments. 4. provide ourselves with the opportunity to feel what it is we are really hungry for. A hearty hunger makes a banquet supremely inviting. An honest thirst makes a draught of wine a profound pleasure. And the absence of company makes coming together a festive joy. In short, it is the fast that makes the feast.
Fashion for me a desert of peace, a land that is empty of endless disease, with no one to suffer, hate or appease, with nothing to covet, desire or compete, but you alone. Grant to me, Lord, by your sovereign hand, to wander forever in this boundless land, where all of my yearnings, fears, and demands are abandoned and lost to the great desert sands surrounding me. Fashion for me a desert of peace, where Father, Son, and Spirit meet together as one. Together release me free from sin to enter into life forever. Where the lamb and the lion together lie down, where all of the long lost pilgrims are found, rejoicing in song, for the Savior is crowned as Lord and King. Grant to us, Lord, by your sovereign hand, a city of joy in the heart of the land. For the weary alien man, the fatherless child.